He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's the July 1st edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, in a slightly overcast San Diego, California today. Well, welcome to July. The market is off to a very good start here to begin the second half of the year. And at this point, I'm about 80% invested, so I'm having a fun time here so far this morning. The Dow is up 161 points. We're back above 15,000. We're at 15,070 right now on the Dow. The S&P 500 is up 19 points right now. Wow, that's a 1.2% gain. This is one of the biggest pops in the market that we've seen in quite some time. The S&P is at 1,625. The NASDAQ is up a whopping 50. I noticed earlier in the day, Apple's up about 6 or 7. I have my eyes on Apple. We'll see. You know, it still lacks performance and it still lacks a healthy stock chart. The NASDAQ is up 50 points, 3,453. The NASDAQ is up 1.5% here so far this morning. The euro is holding steady at 1.30. Where is that 10-year yield? That's been the thorn in our side here recently. 2.50, are you kidding me? Ouch. That thing continues to rise. Glad I don't own bonds. Gold up. Even gold's up this morning. How about that? Up $16.80 per ounce. Gold is at $1,240 per ounce. And oil is up $1.02 this morning. Well, you know, we've got the 4th of July driving weekend coming up. So they'll start bumping oil up higher so you can pay more at the pump. Oil's at $96.12. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we're at the halfway point of the year. We've had a very good first half of the year. You can take a look at how my model portfolios have done so far this year. You can get my newsletter, which I publish every single weekend. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com, and you can download that newsletter. You know, a stock that I recently wrote about back on May 2nd, 2 months ago, the title of the article was Meet the Hottest of the Red Hot Biotechs. And I wrote about a stock called Onyx Pharmaceuticals, O-N-X-X. Guess what the biggest winner in the market is today? At that time, Onyx was trading at $99.33. Let's see where Onyx is trading at today. $131.46. It's up $44 per share today. Do I own it? Well, you know, hey, being vigilant cuts both ways. I sold it a couple of weeks ago, worried about it. But now there's takeover rumors. In fact, they rejected a bid by Amgen. And the stock up $44.64. How did I find the stock? Well, I used my app. I used my Best Stocks Now app, which points me in the direction of the best stocks now at any given point in time. You know, I had a question asked of me last week. Bill, you differ with the Investor's Business Daily quite a bit. Not really, but then again, we do. The Investor's Business Daily leaves out valuation. Valuation is a huge, huge chunk of the formula that I use in finding best stocks now. That's very, very important. The Investor's Business Daily uses automated sell stops. I use the human touch. I look at charts. I let my eyeballs let my fingertips and my eyeballs do the walking. And if I don't like what I see, I move away from the stock. I don't have any set 7-8%. I just like to keep the human touch. In the newsletter, over the weekend, I talked about the current temperature of the market. You know, we're out here in the Southwest. Phoenix, 119. Vegas, 117. Death Valley, 129. Fresno, 114. Of course, it's nice and cool here at the coast. I think we're 70 degrees so far here this morning on the harbor in San Diego. But it's gotten really hot. We're having a heat spell in the Southwest, an unprecedented heat spell. We've been warned. We've been warned not to go out in it, not to travel in it. If we do, take plenty of water. We've had a lot of people that have been affected by this heat spell. In fact, from what I understand, 19 firefighters lost their life in Arizona yesterday due to this heat spell and the effects thereof. I still have a red flag warning up on the market. Now you say, well, you look pretty stupid. So far, market's roaring. Well, you know what? I look at the seasonal patterns of the market. I look at the chart of the market. And I said to myself over the weekend, you know, I put up a yellow flag 5 weeks ago because I didn't like the fact that the seven-month run in the market had come to an end. I kept that yellow flag up in place. But remember, all the while I'm 80 to 90% invested, I'm just being more cautious than normal. 2 weeks ago, as the Fed speak began to heat up and the temperature began to rise in the bond market, not a good kind of temperature either, one that was frying bond investors, I said, you know what? Let's be really prudent here. And I flew the red flag on the market, which I think was warranted. But remember, I remain 80% invested overall at Gunderson Capital Management. Some portfolios I have a little more cash. My large cap growth portfolio, I think I'm 40 or 50% invested right now because I'm having a hard time finding large cap stocks that are A rated and doing well right now in this market. I put up the red flag 2 weeks ago. I kept the red flag up this week. But remember, I'm 80% invested here. I'm not sitting on the sidelines in cash. I'm not sitting here bemoaning the fact that I'm not participating in the run earlier in the week here in the market. I have a huge, huge day today going on. I have huge gains. But I have a red flag warning flying on the market. And here's why. Okay? Let's just step back for a moment and take a look at the big picture. Now, this is on page 2 of my newsletter that I published over the weekend. What I'm looking at is a one-year chart of the S&P 500. I have a couple of arrows drawn. I have an arrow where the seven-month uptrend began in November of last year. And I have an arrow drawn where the seven-month uptrend ended about midway through June of this year, a couple weeks ago. Now, that's not the end of the world. We now have the S&P 500 below its 50-day moving average for the first time since November of last year. That's significant, okay? That 50-day moving average has now become resistance instead of support. In fact, as I look here, it looks like we're bouncing our head right now. Let me take a look at where the S&P is. Looks like we're bouncing our head off that S&P 500 50-day moving average right now, and indeed we are, okay? So it could well mean that the 50-day moving average will now serve as resistance. Every time the market rallies up to that 50-day moving average, it's going to bump its head and it's going to back off. Now, that's not written in stone. That's not guaranteed what's going to happen here. But the situation in the market has changed dramatically. We're now below the 50-day moving average in the S&P 500, number one. The seven-month hot trend is over. The 50-day has been violated. The 50-day is now resistance instead of support. We have a short-term sell signal on the market. So that means short-term trading, well, there's small craft warnings up right now. I'd be very, very careful with short-term trading this market. I'm not a short-term trader. I'm an intermediate term trader, and I would like to think I'm a long-term investor, but I, at times, pull money out of the market and become more cautious. And there's times when I have my foot on the accelerator. Right now, I don't exactly have my foot on the accelerator. I'm enjoying the ride in the stocks that I'm in currently. Obviously, having a good start to the week here. But I think this is a market that you have to be very, very careful about. More on this when we come back. This is Bill Gunnarsson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, you know what? We take the temperature of the market early in the week each week. It's really important. You know what? You can have the best stock that you ever thought you found, but you have to know what the temperature's like outside. And I think it's still just a little bit overheated right now in the market. I think it's a market that you have to be very, very careful about. I think on the one hand, you have to be extremely cautious in making any new buys. Having said that, I think I made three or four last week, which you could see in my newsletter. I think you have to be super cautious on the stocks that you currently own. I think maybe I sold one last week. But I've raised about 20% cash over the last several weeks. I think you have to be really, really vigilant on the stocks that you own right now. Where are we at? Let's do a halfway point report card. The S&P 500 for the first 6 months of this year is up 12.6%. I'll take that. Will you take that? I hope you weren't short the market. I hope you weren't inverse the market. That was not a good place to be. In fact, that's one of the worst ranked asset classes. That is the worst ranked asset class, which we'll get to here in a moment, the current ranking of the asset classes, see if there's any changes going on there. If you've been short the market, you've had your head handed to you on a platter. It has been gruesome. It has been ugly. And I know some big market pundits out there that have been short the market, and they still argue the short side of the market. I've been 100% invested for the last 7 months, vacillating between 80 to 100%. Right now, I'm at the lower end of that range, about 80% invested. The NASDAQ is up 12.7% so far this year. You happy with that? I think you'd be happy with that. You know what? That rate will be up 25% this year. It's too bad, you know, that the stock market doesn't work like that, however. The second half of the year could be altogether different from the first half of the year. The small cap index, S&P 600, is up 15.5% year to date. The S&P 400 mid cap index is up 13.7% year to date. You're saying, well, that all sounds pretty good. It sounds like you could have just thrown a dart at the Wall Street Journal and hit a winner. Not necessarily. How about the emerging markets? If your dart would have landed on the emerging markets, they're down 13%, 12.89% to be exact, year to date. That's not a good deal, is it? Well, you know what? The app is a little bit more pinpoint than a dart. Rather than throwing a dart, the app has told me to be out of emerging markets for the last 6 or 7 months. Has that helped me? Has that helped you? Well, it's down 12.9% so far this year. I think so. How about China? Oh, I still hear pundit after pundit wheeled out on CNBC talking about China and the growth, how it's growing faster than here in America. What they don't tell you is China is down 19.6% year to date. Let's see, we're up 12, China's down 19, that's a differential of 32 percentage points. That makes a big difference in your portfolio. Luckily, my little app, Best Stocks Now, has been telling me to stay out of China all year long. I ventured into it in December of last year, November, December, took a little peek over the Great Wall, was there for a couple of weeks. And then I fled like crazy when I realized that I was wrong. I fled right back into domestic stocks here in the U.S. That was a good move. I didn't have a hunch. My crystal ball didn't tell me to do it. My app told me to do it. And the charts on China. Latin America's down 16% year to date. Yet I hear about the big growth south of the border in Brazil and in Argentina and in Chile and Panama, etc. Well, you know what? It's all about performance. It's all about value, and it's all about the stock charts. Latin America is down 16% year to date. I've been out of Latin America. Bonds. U.S. Treasuries year to date are down 8.9%. All right? Equities are up 12. Treasuries are down 8.9. Just call it 9%. That's a difference of 21 percentage points. Having your portfolio in bonds has really cost you this year. The bond market peaked in summer of last year, 1 year ago, and it's been in a downtrend ever since. For that reason, I am not a big fan of asset allocation. I believe in moving your assets around and following the assets, the best assets. Asset allocation right now would say stay the course in bonds, stay the course in the emerging markets. Well, you've stayed the course. And what's that done? It's gotten you into nothing but trouble. Gold is down 4.8% year to date. Gold has also been a very poor investment. And luckily, the app has told me to stay out of gold. I have no exposure at all to the precious metals market. I know there's a lot of you out there who wish you didn't have any exposure to the precious metals market. Is this the time to step in, however? Well, you know what? According to the app, no. Here's the leading asset classes as we begin the second half of 2013. The number one ranked asset class, still, small cap stocks, domestic. Not imports, domestic stocks, small cap. Number two ranked asset class, mid-cap stocks, micro-cap stocks, large caps, all domestic stocks. Nothing foreign about them at all. The sweet spot in the market is still small-cap stocks and mid-cap stocks. All right? And that's still a risk-on area. I showed a chart over the weekend of the number one ranked asset class, which happens to be small cap value, symbol IJS. It's the small cap value index, and you can see that that index is still in a very healthy uptrend. Asset classes, very important. Not only is it important to be in the best asset classes at any given point in time, it's devastating to your portfolio if you're in the worst asset classes. What are the worst asset classes? Now, at some point in time, they're going to start rising from the ashes. You still do not want to be short this market. That leaves out any hedging. You still do not want to own any precious metals. You still do not want to be in the emerging markets. And you still don't want to be in bonds. It's a domestic stock market. That's where the money is to be made. When we come back, we'll zero in even a little bit more. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where each week, early in the week, we take a look at the overall temperature of the market. Yeah, let's see, it was 119 in Phoenix, it was 129 in Death Valley, 105 even up in Boise, Idaho. It's hot out there. Got to be careful right now. And I think it's a time to be careful in the market. For whatever reasons, you know, as I look at cycles in the market and quarters in the market, this historically is a very soft quarter in the market. The softest quarter of all. So we have seasonality. that we're concerned with a little bit. But you know what? No 2 years are alike. You know, I hear people say, how come you didn't go away in May like the Farmer's Almanac or the Stock Market Almanac says to? Well, the Stock Market Almanac is not always right, pal. The yellowtail arrive exactly the same day that they arrived last year. We're still waiting for the bluefin tuna to show up in mass here in San Diego. Every year's a little bit different. It varies, okay? So you have to take it a day at a time. You have to take it a sector at a time. You have to take it a stock at a time. But we have entered into what has been historically a soft spot in the market, the summer months. This 3 months of the market can be challenging from time to time. So we have our radar up, number one. Number two, I showed a chart of the market over the weekend in my newsletter, which you can get by going to my website at pwstreet.com, that showed the S&P 500. And it showed that seven-month uptrend, which was hotter than a pistol, hotter than Phoenix on a summer day. We saw that seven-month uptrend come to an end in midway through June, okay, a couple weeks ago. And the market's been in about a seven-week downtrend now. Call it 6 weeks. And we're below the 50-day moving average. It's not the end of the world, but we've entered into a new realm in the market, one where you have to be very, very cautious. Thirdly, I look at lots of individual stocks. Lots and lots and lots of individual stocks. And the predominant trend in the market right now is stocks that have either flattened out after a good seven-month run, or they've started to correct. And we don't know how far that correction is. Now, you have to take it one stock at a time. You have to analyze, which I'll be doing here. As soon as I'm done with the show, I'll be going through all of my holdings, and I'll be analyzing them once again, getting a fresh look at how they look today. Not a month ago, not last week, today. That's very, very important. We've determined that small cap, mid cap, domestic stocks are still the best place to be on a relative basis, because your other choices are the bond market. And you know what? Maybe we get a bounce here in the bond market. Are you in it for a bounce? What do you see out over the horizon in the bond market? I see nothing but trouble looking forward in the bond market. I'm not willing to invest here for the next few months for a bounce. I'm looking for significant gains. Another choice you have is precious metals. I don't like the look of precious metals at all, and I haven't for over 1 year. I never buy things in a downtrend. Precious metals are still in a downtrend. You say, well, what about bottom fishing? I could be buying really cheap here. You know what? They said that at $1,600. They said that at $1,500. They said that at $1,300. Now we're at $1,200 and getting cheaper all the time. I let the market, I let the charts tell me when things have recovered, when things have got their sea legs back, and when they've begun a new uptrend. Yeah, I'm going to miss some on the downside and the upside there, but isn't it worth it to make sure that things have recovered? We took a look at those asset classes, and still the best asset class to be if you're going to make new buys, or if you take a look at the current weighting of your portfolio, I have all domestic stocks, and I'm heavily weighted in small caps and mid caps. I'm in the right area of the market. Now, we need to get even more specific than that, don't we? Now, we can go out and buy the small cap index, which I just talked about. IJS is just one such ETF that tracks the small cap value index. But we can get even more specific than that, because the small cap index contains a lot of the sectors that aren't working right now in the market. What are the sectors that are working in the market? Number one, for the fourth, I don't know how many straight weeks, I show 4 weeks now in my newsletter, which is something I just started doing, so you can spot these trends a little bit easier. But over the last four here, the leading sector in the market has been the pharmaceutical sector. Simple as that. Drugs And once again, drug stocks are on fire today. I wrote an article 2 weeks ago, 1 month ago, about Onyx Pharmaceuticals, ONXX. It's up $45 per share today. Guess what? It's a pharmaceutical. It's a small cap. It's domestic. It has all those things going for it. You increased your probabilities tremendously by investing in the right area of the market to begin with. The number two sector in the market right now, healthcare providers. And I'm just going to tell you some individual stocks that you can verify for yourself. Look at Cigna, the chart, CI. Look at United Healthcare, UNH. Look at WellPoint, WLP. And you'll see how strong those stocks are right now, healthcare providers. Number three, biotech. Wow, where have I heard that before? Biotech has been at or near the top now for about a year and a half. And biotech stocks having another red hot day. What do those three leading sectors have in common? They're all medical related. Obamacare, whether you like it or not, begins on January 1st of 2014. 30 million new customers are going to enter into the system. And that's giving a huge boost, and it has been giving a huge boost for the last year to medical and healthcare related stocks. After that, we have retail. I like stocks like Tractor Supply. Do I own any other retailers right now? That's about the only one I can think of, but the retail sector remains strong. Aerospace, right there. Just take a look at chart of Boeing these days. And my drone stock, TransDigm Group, TDG. But a new sector has risen up and has joined the top eight. I want to stop and talk about it just for a minute. We now have a new paradigm. We have rising interest rates. In fact, we started the year at 2%. We're now at 2.5%. A year ago, we were at 1.5%. We're up a full percentage point in interest rates. This is crushing to some industries. Of course, the Fed is hoping that the economy can absorb rising rates, or rates that are getting back to more of a normal rate of where the market would be if the Fed was not in there buying. It is going to affect the housing sector. It's going to cool it off. It's going to cool off the lending sector, the mortgage business. It's going to cool off the automobile sector. It already has. But the sector that benefits probably the most from rising interest rates is the banking sector, the regional banking sector. KRE would be a good proxy for the regional banking sector. It's an ETF that all of a sudden is rising up in the ranks. You should begin thinking about, you should be doing your research on and finding leading banking, regional banking stocks or mutual funds or sectors, because there's something going on there. They benefit from rising interest rates. There's more of a spread for them to work with. Banking has now become one of the leading sectors in the market after being absent for a long, long time. I now own at least two banking stocks in my model portfolios. Take a look at the banking sector. In fact, you can go to my app, you can click on the banking sector, and you can see what's in it by rank, the leading sectors within that group. Take a look. Not only is it a good place for growth right now, but many of those stocks pay dividends. I would rather own a banking stock that pays a dividend right now than a U.S. Treasury. I would rather own a banking stock that pays a dividend right now than a corporate bond. I would rather own a banking stock that pays a dividend as opposed to a muni bond. Being in the right sectors is also very, very critical. And those are the leading sectors. When we come back, let's talk about a leading stock right now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites. A teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
anything but keep you making money. Isn't that what it's all about? Isn't that the bottom line of the market? You know, number one, here's the complaints that most folks have about the market. They've had bad experiences in the market. They know that somewhere out there, there's good stocks to be in, and they know that there's bad stocks to be in. And for whatever reason, they end up with the bad ones. In addition to this, the market is not always a good place to be. Someone's got to be managing the fort. Someone's got to be up on the watchtower with the binoculars looking for invaders, looking for raiders, looking for pirates, looking for bears. We have to be very, very cautious. For this reason, back in 2008, I spent a lot of time inventing an app that wasn't possible years before that because the technology just wasn't there. I had the spreadsheet, but I started to fine-tune it in 08 when things started to come unraveled. And hopefully I came out of that 08 experience with a handy little tool that'll help me warn me when the bears are coming. And like I say, I look at my individual stocks on a daily basis. That's how best I can do it. But I also know the overall temperature of the market at any given time, and I believe that we're in a high-risk period of time in the market. But having said that, I'm 80% invested. And having said that, I think I bought two or three last week, which you can see in my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. One stock that I own and I still like, and it's breaking out again today, is a San Diego-based biotech called Alnylam. It's a $2 billion market cap company. Now, here's a lesson. You don't have to be a PhD in medicine. You don't have to be a Harvard Wharton School or graduate working for Goldman Sachs to understand what a company does for a living. Because I don't understand. Listen to this. Here's what Alnylam reported today. All right. ALNY reports positive phase 2 data for ALN-TTR-02, an RNAi therapeutic targeting transthyretin for the treatment of TTR-mediated amyloidosis. Did you catch that? Okay, let me get my dictionary here. Holy cow, that's a mouthful. And then it goes on to further describe that the positive clinical results from the phase 2 trial of ALN-TTR-02, blah, 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 goes on and on and on. You know what? I get the general gist of it. They've got a new drug that's showing positive clinical results. But when we get into the details of the all the numbers and the names and the Latin and the Greek and all this and that, it gets pretty complex, doesn't it? But here's what I do understand, okay? And in fact, one of the goals of the app right from the start was to keep it simple. That's always been one of my goals in teaching, doing radio, the app, everything. Keep it simple so that the average person can understand that over the last 3 years, Alnylam has been doubling the returns of the market. Over the last 12 months, Alnylam's up 169%, while the market's up 21%. I understand the fact that the stock was up 70% last year. I understand that it's up another 55% this year. I understand that out of 3,400 stocks, it's in my top 200. And I can certainly understand a stock chart that is breaking out to new highs. Alnylam is a small cap domestic stock that I currently own. It's in the leading asset class. It's in the leading sector. It has the performance. We can't do a valuation on it yet. We have to rely on performance numbers. And it has a stock chart that's as healthy as it gets. ALNY. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. Okay, now we're going to bring in Craig Brock. Okay, we're waiting for Craig Brock to call in, but Craig Brock will be talking about the bond market, the treacherous bond market. Who do bonds, who does the bond market affect? Well, the bond market affects the automobile sector. The bond market affects the average individual investor. I would say as many people own bonds as do stocks. The bond market affects teachers' unions, pension funds. It affects the housing market, real estate agents, home builders, remodeling, building supply, Home Depot, Lowe's. All of this stemming from the bond market. The bond market has been making headlines this year. The bond market has been held down. The interest rates have been held down artificially by our Fed, which has been printing money and going in and purchasing our own debt. We don't have market forces in the bond market right now because we have intervention by the Fed that is artificially keeping interest rates low. But we're beneficiaries of that, right? The results, however, are we've got to back out of that corner that we've painted ourselves into in the bond market without causing the bond market to come unraveled. That's all the Fed needed to say was the word taper, and the bond market started to come unraveled. We saw a major, major shakeup in the bond market over the last 3 weeks. For that reason, I put up a cautionary flag on the stock market because the bond market does spill over and it does affect the stock market. It's caused tremendous volatility. I read that 16, of course, this would be 17 of the last 21 days have been triple digit gains or losses in the bond market. If you have a question about your mortgage, check Craig Brock on the internet. If you'd like to talk with me, I'm pwstreet.com. I'm also 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.